Let us know where you are listening from. Send us a message to +1 412 499 5000. I repeat, +1 412 499 5000. Let us know where you are listening from. Send us a message to +1 412 499 5000. I repeat, +1 412 499 5000.
Hi, this is Uchema Wiro from Atlanta, Texas, and I'm listening to Dr. Oscar Radoli's Timber Sounds Show. Hi, this is Uchema Wiro from Atlanta, Texas, and I'm listening to Dr. Oscar Radoli's Timber Sounds Show.
You are in the mix with Dr. Kenya OC, exclusively on WRCT and Milwaukee Radio.
Just want to say thank you very much. You've been listening to the Temple Sounds the Culture. We also call these GTO sessions good times only sessions. I hope you've been having a good time, because I know we at the studio, we've been having a fantastic time. Shout outs to Nabongo Baka Susu. our Afro House ambassador in East Africa. Wagwan na bongo baka susu. Yes. An artist called Record L. Jones. Song is called Fula. We have given you a 2-hour Afro House and Mapp Piano set. It's because we love you. It's why we play this great music, yeah? To my listeners in Pittsburgh, I hope you're doing well. Lawrenceville, Mount Lebanon, Upper St. Clair, Mount Oliver, North Hills, South Hills, West End. Listen, I'm your host, I've been your host, Dr. Kenya, Oscar Ridoli. On WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. On Asha Radio Prime, Toronto, Canada. And also on my walking radio station. Catch you all next time. Catch the podcast, download the podcast, share it. Have a fantastic one. It's been my honor. We're in December. December. Adios, be safe. Catch you all next week. Be easy. Yeah.
abafana nilesiye abafana yigongithi mina melesi phuze sotaba melesi phuze sotaba
CT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Pittsburgh.
Hello, and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me. You just heard Baroque Plastic by Stereolab. I think they have a tour coming up this year, which should be pretty fun. And we got other fun stuff here for you, but first, let's take care of a little business.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
A couple other shows I want to tell you about here on WRCT. Away with Words is an upbeat and lively hour-long public radio show and podcast about language, examined through history, culture, and family. Each week, author, journalist Martha Barnett and lexiconographer and linguist Grant Barrett talk with callers about slang, old sayings, new words, grammar, word origins, regional dialects, family expressions, and speaking and writing well. They settle disputes, play word quizzes, and discuss language news and controversies. That's Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. And feeling uninspired in the kitchen? Have a crush you need to impress? Sounds like you need 100% Natty with DJ Addy, a weekly show featuring a meatless recipe, an organic wine, and a thoughtfully paired playlist. Tune in every Monday from 10 to 11:30 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. At the sound of that tone, you know, it's time for the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. First, I want to tell you about events happening in the Pittsburgh area. Wood Street Galleries presents new works of art by Matthew Schreiber, who produces artwork utilizing drawing, performance, sculpture, video, and light. The show is happening now through March 13th, so not much time left at the Wood Street Galleries, 601 Wood Street in downtown. Meanwhile, 820 Liberty Gallery is showing Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Devine, showcasing thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native. Danny Devine was a graffiti writer, muralist, photographer, printmaker, painter, and mentor. It's on display now through June 12th at 820 Liberty Avenue, downtown. For more information about both these shows and the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Galleries, visit trustarts.org. Happening for a little while longer at the Harris Theater, the Oscar-nominated short films of 2022 features a stunning showcase of talent and diversity of subjects that are nominated for this year's Academy Awards in animation, live action, and the documentary short film categories. The Oscar-nominated short films of 2022 is being presented at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue in downtown, and again now through March 17th. In Lawrenceville, the Associated Artists of Pittsburgh presents Featured Artist Exhibition, an exhibition of artwork by artists from their monthly Featured Artist series. From horsehair pattern ceramics to laser-cut acrylic pieces, the exhibition shows the variety of practices and styles of Pittsburgh-based artists. That's on display now through April 2nd at 143rd Street, Unit 107 in Lawrenceville. You can visit 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays through Fridays, with additional Saturdays posted online. Where online, you say? Visit aapgh.org, or you can call 412-361-1370. Masterful performer John Tide makes his Liberty Magic debut with his newest show, Road Signs. John Tide recasts a quintessential American road trip as a voyage to unearth what dreams are really made of. This new play with magic transports audiences through a time warp and into the wilderness, backlit by lanterns and bonfires, where past and present blur and audience members become a primary character in the evening's story. Road Signs will be at Liberty Magic now through April 3rd, and that's at 811 Liberty Avenue in downtown. For more information for this show, visit trustarts.org. The Cranberry Artist Network presents their first exhibition of the season entitled A View from Above or Below. Curated by Mike Panza, owner of Panza Gallery in Millvale, the works will feature the artist's unique perspectives on the world when seen from unusual angles. A View from Above or Below will be shown at Cranberry Township Municipal Center, that's at 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry Township, now through April 14th. The public's invited to an opening reception happening in a few days on March 9th between 6 and 8 p.m. If you'd like more information, visit cranberryartistsnetwork.com. And the exhibit Mousetrap is on display at the Silver Eye Gallery. The photography of Patricia Vulgaris and Whitney Hubbs uses the metaphor of a mousetrap to describe images to lure viewers into spaces and ideas that they might not expect. Both artists confront how women's bodies are depicted and perceived in contemporary culture through their experimental, playful, and risky photographs. The show's title presents an open question of who is truly empowered, who is the mouse, and what is the trap. The show is going on now through April 23rd at the Silver Eye Gallery. That's at 4808 Penn Avenue in Garfield. Visit silvereye.org for more information. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Okay, let's get to the music calendar now. Shows happening this week here in Pittsburgh. On Monday, March 7th, Mouth for War with Sledge, Gates to Hell at Preserving Underground. Tommy Cash is at Craft House, and Utopia is at Jurgles. On Tuesday, the 8th, Deanna Witkowski Trio at Backstage Bar. AFI with Cold Cave at Stage AE. Nane with Moonspeaker at Club Cafe. And the Devin Allman Project and the Samantha Fish Band are at Jurgles. On Wednesday the 9th, Noah Jordan at the Greer Cabaret Theater. Dark Tranquility with Cataclysm and Nailed to Obscurity at Craft House. Letting Up Despite Great Faults, Pat Coyle and Care Package will be at Spirit Lodge. Nane will be again at Club Cafe. Lich King with Greywalker, Stonecutters, and Toxic Ruin will be at Funhouse at Mr. Small's. And at Mr. Small's Theater will be Joshua Radin with Towers. Thursday, Kingfly Spirits welcomes James Johnson III. Stage AE hosts Baby Keem. At Collision, you'll find Godcaster with Samira Mendoza, Justin Kelly, and Shane Anthony, along with Elton Wong, Rue Aubrey, and Gus Engelhorn. At the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, Blunt Bangs with Same, and Jurgles will be hosting Craig Campbell. Finally, Friday the 11th, The Wonder Years with Spanish Love Songs, Origami Angel, and Save Face will be at Stage AE. Devilish Mary will be at Point Breezeway. Velveeta will be at Oaks Theater. The Calm Before the Storm, a night of Irish traditional music and song with Mark Dingham, will be at Club Cafe. The Districts with Francis of Delirium and Vanilla Roma at Mr. Small's Theater. Hippocampus with Jelani Aria at Roxian. Tatsang with Tim Snyder and Wolfgang Timber at Thunderbird. And Feeble Little Horse with a tape release show along with Gadge and Mercy Lemon at Funhouse at Mr. Small's. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, and venue and would like us to list your events in our music calendar, please send email to music-calendar@wrct.org. Okay, enough jibber-jabber. Time to get back to music. Up next, Super Drag with Phaser. We'll be right back. That was Bearings with Sway. Before that, Radio Days and Mercy. Jeff Palmer with This One's Gonna Be Hot. And we started that whole set off with Super Drag and Phaser.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay. Up next, we have the Posies with Sideways.
Just anyone. could I be so dumb? I wish I had looked not once but twice, then turned tail and run. If I
trying to recollect the bosom of your hoodlum love. You reach out and into the absence and gasp it. The vastness grabs you like an alien embrace. Your face to its face. No end and neither beginning. You're spinning. You're breathless orbiting a dark and surely be ending and trembling. You realize you never lived a day at all, and it's all your fault. It all seems unspeakably vile and wild. You wretch the memory of all you understood. The vandal laughs into his hood. Where would I ever be without you? Could I hope to seize the tablet?
about to die. Where would I ever be without you? How could I hope to seize the tablet of values and redact it? Foolish, I know, but I'm about to die.
Splitsville with I Wish I Never Met You. Before that, Dirty Projectors About to Die. Emmett Rhodes with If I Knew Then. And we started the set off with The Posies and Sideways. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, we're in the home stretch now. Next up, the Goldbergs with Feel the Sun.
Would you like to take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
So there's a new study which finds that legalizing cannabis, also known as marijuana, pot, weed, etc. Legalizing cannabis lowers demand for prescription drugs. And this really shouldn't come as a surprise to us. I mean, if we want to focus in just narrowly on this, we know that sometimes cannabis can be a substitute for pharmaceutical anxiety medication. We can know that cannabis, we know that cannabis is sometimes a workable substitute for big pharma sleep medication. We know that cannabis can be a replacement for opiate pain medication. There's a long list, and it's not the idea that cannabis is this panacea cure-all substance, but we know from good studies that in many cases, you can find a cannabis-based alternative for a variety of different symptoms where you might reach for some other kind of medication. Now, whether we say it's better to reach for the cannabis or not, I'm not even evaluating that in this segment. It actually doesn't matter for our purposes. But the point is, we know that there is this very the tentacles of opposition to cannabis legalization come from a number of different areas. And now we have a new study which points very specifically to this aspect of it. There's a good piece in The Hill about this. Legalizing marijuana lowers demand for prescription drugs, study finds. The reductions in drug utilization that we find could lead to significant cost savings for state Medicaid programs. The results also indicate an opportunity to reduce the harm that can come with the dangerous side effects associated with some prescription drugs, one researcher said. I encourage you to read about the study and the details about the study. But as I pointed out, they found a decline in the volume of prescriptions targeting pain, depression, anxiety, sleep, psychosis, and seizures in states that have legalized recreational use. So what are the kind of important takeaways as we think about this as a political issue? It makes a lot of sense that lots of different elements would want to keep cannabis illegal or at least not recreationally legal. It increases profits in a number of different areas. I'm only going to mention a few. There's probably more. So big pharma, if you have widespread recreational cannabis legalization, big pharma profits would likely go down in those places. Private prisons. We've said before, you know, private prisons are not as big in the United States as some people think. I think the last study I saw says private prison inmates are 9 or 11% of federal inmates and like 0% or close to zero at the state level. I believe that that's true. But to some degree, when you have more reasons why someone might be imprisoned, that's good for private prison profits, for sure. The bail bonds industry. If you take something that's currently against the law and you make it legal, fewer people will demand the service of bail bonds. Lawyers, right? I mean, to some degree, if you eliminate a crime, you eliminate the need for lawyers to defend people against charges for that crime. We also know that cannabis legalization lowers demand for alcohol. I don't know, but I wonder if it reduces the demand for cigarettes. Maybe I don't know enough about